The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about something that happened in the UK on Thursday, and I suspect would have gotten an awful lot more attention in this country had it not been for the fact that Friday morning we went to the polls, and it was that MPs backed assisted dying legislation in the House of Commons. So we mentioned it on the show on Thursday, but that's all it got really in Ireland, was a mention, because like I say, the general election took over. So we want to return to it now. And John Wall is with me, he's a patient advocate, and Gail O'Rourke, who was acquitted, people will remember, in 2015 of three counts of assisting in the suicide of her friend Bernadette Ford. Gail and John, you're both very welcome to the show. John, can I ask you, first of all, I mean, do you kind of welcome this as kind of further evidence that Western society, if we'll call it, is moving in the same direction towards relaxing rules around assisted dying?
Hi, good evening, Kieran. Yeah, I do welcome it. It's hardly surprising. I was keeping a close eye on it. And I was just, I suppose, wondering how much it was going to be passed by, because the general conversation has moved on from where we were a number of years ago as to if we would do something. We're in the realms now of when, and albeit in the UK, and while there's a lot of due process that must be followed before it's introduced in the UK, I think we're following a similar trajectory over here in Ireland. And I have no doubt between the two, it's only a matter of time before something is introduced. I suppose the next question is now is what, in what format it's going to be introduced.
There's several kind of supporters of this in the Dáil, but I guess that the most vocal was Gene O'Kenny, the People Before Profit TD. You know, he was really kind of driving this. He took it as a kind of a personal crusade to a degree. He's not going to be in the next Dáil. He lost his seat. Now, nothing to do with this, I'm sure. But do you fear maybe that it kind of finds itself on the back burner without someone like that in Leinster House?
I think, in fairness to Gino, I messaged him after the election and thanked him for everything that he has done in relation to assisted dying in this jurisdiction. And he started a conversation. He also ensured that it was continued during the lifetime of the last Dáil. And because of the vote that was taken relatively recently, which he was behind as well, is we now ensure that the conversation is live as the new government will be formed in due course. So, albeit a vital, an important part of the COG, the conversation will continue. And you got to remember too that it was a free vote for the Dáil in terms of both the votes that were taken in recent times for assisted dying, and both passed quite unanimously. The last one, I believe, about mid 70s to about mid 50s. So that's a substantial vote in favour of, and both government parties, considering that it's going to be a similar government that will be formed in due course, have a mandate from a significant portion of the Irish population to move forward with this and implement most, if not all, of the recommendations of the Joint Oireachtas Committee, which was established as a result.
Gail O'Rourke, I mentioned, with us as well. John, Gail, will you welcome the introduction of this legislation in the lifetime of the next Dáil?
Hiya, Kieran. Yeah, of course, absolutely, 100%. My support is still behind people's right to choose. I suppose I do now, in a way, I suppose, in hindsight, and 4 years on, and I suppose kind of waking up a little bit to certain things going on around the world, my only fear, and I do support and I think people should have the right, but I suppose my only fear, I'm a bit of trepidation in relation to the Dáil widening a little bit too much. I suppose for it to come forward and to be put in place for people who crave this, need this and should get this, is the fact that I observe what happens around the world, and I'm observing what's happening in Canada. So in March 2027, Canada are widening that Dáil a little bit, and they're going to introduce physician-assisted dying to people with mental illnesses. So I suppose, in a way, over the last 4 years, I've learned that the slippery slope that I defended for all these years, that I said didn't exist, can exist if the rules and regulations aren't respected enough. And I suppose that would be the only fear that I would have, that it doesn't, that people like myself who've pushed this forward don't bring to I suppose, to light the ability for rules to loosen to the point where it can be something that it wasn't supposed to be at the beginning, if that makes sense. But I'm delighted what happened in England.
Yeah.
I really do hope that it's brought forward here, because there are people out there who just, you know yourself, Kieran, there's many parents out there needs this choice and should be respected to have this choice. But again, my only new fear would be that.
And I wonder, I mean, it's difficult to kind of deal with that in advance, isn't it? The slippery slope thing, because it's next to impossible to tie the hands of legislatures in the future.
It's not really difficult to tie the hands. I think that it's a choice and it's an option. And I think that for the people who are behind this in the Dáil, and fair play to every single one of them, I think that if in the next year, 5 years, 10 years, if the introduction was to open the door before that and loosen the restrictions, I think that they should take a stand and say, well, look, we stood on this. Like myself, I stand over this for people's right to choose. I don't particularly stand over this for it to be broadened to maybe younger ages or to, because I do observe what's going on around Europe, and it doesn't stay as it was supposed to. So that's my only fear. But I'm 100% behind this legislation we brought in Ireland, 100%. That has not changed. I wouldn't change a thing about the past. And I hope moving forward, nobody ends up in the position I ended up in. That just should not happen. People should have the choice. But again, I reiterate my fear and my lack of trust in the government's ability to, I suppose, protect the most vulnerable at all costs.
John, would you have a similar fear or concern?
I would actually, broadly, but in terms of the discussion around the slippery slope, I would suggest that we learn from elsewhere and we learn what went wrong and what is going wrong, how it has evolved in other jurisdictions. And rather than, I suppose, have a fear that I wouldn't trust the powers that be here over the tenure of the next government, I would, because this conversation in Ireland, they've treaded very, very cautiously on this. And the last vote was just to note the report of the Joint Oireachtas Committee, not to implement it as of yet in any way, shape or form. So any legislation that we do introduce, and I do believe it will be in due course, will be thoroughly debated and discussed, as we do with many other things that are introduced here in Ireland, but learn from other jurisdictions and not fear what has gone on. Like Gail there, I disagree with quite a few of what has happened in other areas, Canada in particular. I wouldn't advocate that we go down that road in any way, shape or form. I think it needs to be highly regulated, and having been part of that committee, or certainly made a presentation to it, I stress the absolute need for vehement oversight in any introduction in due course. And I think most people that support this, that's the direction it's heading. That's the direction it needs to go. And I suppose responsible discussions, but that must include also those that vehemently oppose the introduction of assisted dying, because they're an important part of how we move forward with this, in conjunction with, I guess, those that provide, for example, the palliative care services in this country, which are superb, but none of which can be ignored. And the thoughts and views of everyone, bar none, is, I think, what's going to see this responsibly introduced in due course.
Listen, John and Gail, thanks a million for chatting to us. As always, John Wall is a patient advocate, and Gail O'Rourke, who was acquitted in 2015, people will remember, of assisting in the suicide of her friend Bernadette Ford.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.